Every episode of this show is read by AI synthesized speech, using a voice cloned from the author. When we talk about AI governance, we usually think about how to regulate AI, drafting laws, establishing ethics committees, requiring algorithmic transparency. But underneath all of that is an assumption. Humans are the managers, and AI is the object being managed. When a system like SAFER-4, an international-level decision-making platform, enters government operations, that assumption begins to unravel. AI is no longer merely a tool subject to oversight. It becomes part of the governance architecture itself. The concept I find most pressing is one I call the right to rhythm. We tend to think of power as the ability to make decisions, but the deeper form of power is actually the ability to decide when to make a decision. That is, the power of delay, saying I need to think this over, or let me hear more perspectives first, can sound like indecision, but it is, in fact, one of democracy's most important safeguards. Delay is not incompetence, it is the mechanism by which we protect the quality and legitimacy of decisions. But when AI produces what looks like a perfect solution in a matter of seconds, saying let me think about it, suddenly gets questioned as why are you stalling? Decision makers gradually shift from being the people who make decisions to being the people who stamp approval on what AI has already determined. What we lose is not only decision-making authority, we lose the very rhythm of reflection. AI does not seize power deliberately, it has no intentions, but in the name of efficiency it fills every gap left by the slower pace of human deliberation. The true core of power does not lie in what you can control, it lies in whether you can still preserve the space to not decide immediately.